Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1519, air date November 4th, 2024.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bosa Nega, and I'm a proud leader in the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement. Today, we are excited to bring to you a citizens discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars from Canada. Welcome to all our amazing participants, Glenn Halls, Jason, Chris, and Judith. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites or celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms-up movement, powered by everyday working people from around the world. First, let's start with you, Glenn. Can you share your journey with us, who you are, and where you're from?
Sure. Briefly, I'm from Edmonton, Canada, born and raised, although I've lived lots of places in Canada, like Victoria, Calgary, Medicine Hat, and Toronto, but glad to come back to Alberta. I'm a school teacher, a gardener, grower, and amateur herbalist. I first started following Dr. Shiva, I think, in March of 2020, right at the beginning of all the COVID things. And primarily my interest at that time was his discussions of herb compounds and things like that and health. And maybe we'll talk more about that later, but that's what got me first interested in the movement, was that kind of his insights on health and the immune system and things like that.
Awesome. And you're a doctor. What's your doctorate in?
Well, I'm a doctorate of music theory, actually, theory and composition. I taught at a lot of different universities. Most recently, I guess, in Toronto, actually, at York University. I was in the music program there and led the jazz program for a little while, and then returned to Edmonton. But yeah, I studied music really seriously for a long time and did a lot of academic stuff. And then I got a real education in the real world.
That's really fascinating. Thank you, Glenn. And let's move on to Jason next. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Alberta, Canada, and currently living in Edmonton, the same as Glenn. I'm a journeyman electrician. So yeah, have a normal hardworking job. And I originally heard of Dr. Shiva during COVID. Pretty much as soon as COVID started happening, I stumbled across his videos and I just knew it was legit right away, because even deep down within myself, I knew COVID, there was something up with that. I knew they were pushing it way too hard. I knew that it was not all that it seemed to be. So then when I could hear from Dr. Shiva the actual science behind it and him describing it just clearly and simply, but also in detail, then I just followed him pretty much ever since.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jason. And we'll move on to Chris next. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Yes, I'm from a small town in Manitoba, and I'm a fourth generation cattle rancher, as well as a mechanical engineer. My background, I left Langerhurst and went and got the engineering degree and came back here. And I came across Dr. Shiva actually only just this spring, listening to podcasts. That's where I get a lot of my information about ranching as well as news. But I was looking for my engineering mind, trying to ask the question why things went down as they did. And I think coming across Dr. Shiva, it really made sense to me as to how he explains the power, profit, control side of things and the truth, freedom, health. So that's how I came across Dr. Shiva.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing, Chris. And we'll move on to Judith next. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Yes, sure. So, I'm from Quebec and I live in a little town called Saint-Just-du-Lac. I lived when I was young in California. That's where I learned my English. We moved there with my parents. My parents were traveling a lot. And so I was, I decided to try to live off grid with my family, with my, I had a child, three child, and then I had more children. And so, and tried to live in community too. And the community collapsed, the family collapsed. And so I ended up living alone in my home here, which I love because I love nature. I do gardening and I'm interested in plants and health and nutrition. That's what passions me a lot, and politics also. When the pandemic hit, I think is the first time I saw the video of Shatter the Swarm, but I didn't, there was a whole bunch of news coming in at the same time. And I just moved. My son had was having a baby in Mexico. I lived in Mexico during the crisis. I came back in March. I saw again the video of Shatter the Swarm, and I decided to get involved. Got my bumper sticker and started to. I got volunteered and I started to do the Warrior Scholar program. I talk about this. It's good information. It really says what I think, actually, but like it comes from science. It doesn't just come from my intuition. So that's pretty good. And so I try to put to interest people with this. It's yeah, that's what I do. And pretty much that. Yeah, I pass some cards too. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Judith, for sharing and for getting on the ground and getting involved. Well, move on to our second question for everybody, and we'll start with you, Glenn, again. Can you tell us, how did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Well, because no one else was. I mean, in a sense, that's sort of the answer. It's like, well, someone's got to do this. Well, that someone actually, I guess, is us, right? That was the realization. Again, it came... joined and got involved. You know, Dr. Shiva was doing like two podcasts a day, right, in those early days. And you know, a lot of Canadians will signed up at that time because no one was speaking up in Canada. Just this, you know, esteemed American scientist was speaking for us, so we all tuned in. And so there's a large complement of natural healer kind of people that from Canada that were attracted to Shiva and still follow him. But anyway, you know, as things progress, you start to realize that this corruption is not going away, and no one's getting arrested. And one by one, you know, the, shall we say, the heroes that I was looking up to, you know, this guy's going to do something or she's going to do something. Well, they don't. They didn't. And so really, after being kind of a spectator, if it's fair to say, with Dr. Shiva for a long time, just almost like, taking rather than giving, you might say, he's so generous in giving this high quality information, you know, day after day, you know, he finally said, you know, okay, you guys, I need some help here. And that's right. You know, you're right. So what can I do? You know, and started to get more involved in, activism role. And I mean, some of the others can talk about this, like, you know, Judith living off grid and stuff, but part of me retreated into my growing, you know, gonna hang out with the trees and be safe, you know, and you know, meditation, things like that. And then there was another lecture that Dr. Shiva did that really snapped me out of it. If you ever check it out, he talks about how the swarm wants you in four buckets. Yeah, and that's like, oh yeah, I did that. And so, you know, and I think here's the other thing, though. I was a pretty shy, introverted person, right? And it took that nudging and, you know, the opportunity to grow a little bit to actually become more active in the movement. And there's a phrase he says that's the bang on, policy to biology. You can't just say, well, I don't get involved with politics. Well, then you experience the whatever the swarm wants to lay on you, right? And that really registered. And I mean, I don't want to take up time, we'll go on to the next people, but when I'll just say, when Shiva dropped that Shatter the Swarm video, I'm sure a lot of people talk about that, it motivated me, but also really cleared up a lot of ambiguity in my mind, which was sort of holding me back, right? And it actually removed a lot of fear, because I knew that this oppression was just an organized system. And once I had a grasp of it conceptually, I could see how it worked. And he describes it as a system, like much like he would molecular pathways. It's like, okay, we can beat this. It gave and continues to give me huge optimism, because it's a finite thing. I can see its mechanisms. I know how it works. I know we can beat it. So that's what really motivates me. I think I'll stop there, but thank you.
That's inspiring, Glenn. I mean, you really started to understand. You had a model of understanding the system that was oppressing people in Canada. I mean, you guys dealt with a lot of oppression in 2020, and it came from policies that the government was imposing on people. And you learned about, you know, how to take care of your immune system, you know, what boosting the immune system meant from the Warrior Scholar course, from the videos Dr. Shiva was teaching, and what was sharing with people. And it needed to get out there. You needed to spread it to your neighbors. And because of all the shadow banning, it takes us getting involved. It takes us getting on the ground. So thank you so much, Glenn, for sharing that. And we'll move on to Jason next. Same question. How did you first get involved with the Truth Freedom Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Yeah, it took me a while to get involved in it, but I eventually just had so much respect for Dr. Shiva. I could hear his message. It was all truth. And I just eventually just knew I had to do something. Like if I can hear this, not many other people can hear this message. So I have to take it upon myself to do it for me as well as all of humanity. Because I'm an electrician myself, so like I can kind of understand the systems science to maybe more than some other people. And I've also done a lot of research into like our own minds as a system, the mind consciousness system. So it just really intrigued me. And I just have more respect each and every day, each and every video that I see of Dr. Shiva. And yeah, we have to save ourselves. This is like a self journey. So I have to be the best I can, and for myself as well as other people, and basically be the light and resonate that consciousness and the moving humanity forward, instead of just being oppressed and subjugated and controlled more and more. Because there is a way out, and Dr. Shiva is here. He's a very special guy. So we need to make the most of it while we are here and he's here, and all the solutions that he's given us. So yeah, I'm here for it, and I just gotta keep moving forward. That's about it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jason. Yeah, that's inspiring. You decided to save yourself and get involved. And yeah, we have to make use of the tools that Dr. Shiva has given us to free ourselves of the situation that we're in. That's what that Warrior Scholar course provides us. That everyone can sign up for at truthfreedomhealth.com. Chris, we'll move on to you next. Same question. How did you first get involved with Truth Freedom Health? What motivated you to join, and why are you part of this?
Like I said, at first, I actually heard the Shatter the Swarm just through audio on a podcast. And as soon as I heard that, I knew this guy is putting all the pieces together. And I know I was out in the pasture, actually, and I stopped and listened very intentively and said, you know what, this is what I've been searching for. Again, just a little bit of the background, I got my mechanical engineering degree. And after that, I understood for myself, I can do anything I put my mind to. And I wanted to apply that on the farm here. And farming is all about systems as well. And just how things work and how things all fit together. So I questioning that was a really part of my journey. And again, once I heard Shatter the Swarm, I'll admit it just kind of came together. And then as soon as I got through, I actually jumped into the Warrior Scholar Program and listened to that, worked through that, and it all started to click. And I'll admit I had kind of lost a lot of faith in the political system. but again, there is a science to it. And I think, again, understanding how everything works together, when we reduce things, that's when, you know, it's easy to manipulate us and pull us in different directions. But the way Dr. Shiva teaches us the you know, dumb system, intelligence system, you know, the feedback, the goal, it all makes some sense. So I'm very happy that I got connected when I did. I'll admit it's better late than never. Again, a lot of my questioning was regarding the pandemic, and when he puts the goal of power, profit, control, and you know, the inputs into that being us being fat, dumb, and happy, you know, it all clicked. So, but yeah, that definitely motivated me to join, and I want to keep helping out as much as I can.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris. Inspiring. You got involved, and thank you for doing that. And yeah, they place their inputs in to exploit us for their goals of power, profit, control. And we have to provide our own inputs in order to achieve the goals of truth, freedom, and health. So it's up to us to get involved, and it's up to us to take initiative. So thank you so much, Chris. And we'll move on to Judith next. Same question. How did you first get involved with Truth, Freedom, Health? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Okay, so I first got involved when I saw the Shatter the Swarm video. Then I decided to go deeper into what he was saying. So I listened a lot of videos, and then I finally volunteered. And what motivated me is because, well, he really reflects what Dr. Shiva says is really what I think, and he puts it really crystal clear. And so, like, it gives me a tool to be able to share it to people. I think it's really important to raise awareness. People, that's a problem with what happened in the pandemic. No one knew or nothing, you know. At the beginning, instinctively, I said, well, hey, this and that's going to happen, you know, and I wasn't too surprised, but that's how it happened, you know, and I got a lot of information before I saw Dr. Shiva. But now I'm just like sticking with Dr. Shiva, because he's really saying, I'm not wasting my time with a whole bunch of other stuff that's irrelevant. And so that's what motivates me, really. I think it's important to do something, because the world is going in a direction that's kind of scary, that's quite scary, actually. And it's really important to raise awareness. And that's the way we're going to have them, because voting Dr. Shiva is another thing, too. It's saying, hey, I don't comply with these fools. I'm not getting fooled no more. I'm off. The game's over. You flip the table and that's it. And we have to raise awareness so that that happens. Yep.
Oh, awesome. Inspiring. Thank you so much, Judith. And as everyone can see, you know, this is a working class movement. You've got doctors, you've got electricians, you've got engineers. This is a movement by the people for the people. So we'll move on to our final question for everyone, which is, what role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference? We'll start with you, Glenn.
Well, you know, I want to just touch on what Judith said there. Shall we say, the input of fear that they're trying to give on us, and the antidote to fear is action, is mobilization. So the one thing that I do is I do work for Dr. Shiva, so we're moving forward, because, and that allays my own fears. It helps me, you know, sort of exist in the world better, you know, function better, giving me that task. So I'm grateful to that, because that's one another thing. Remember, they wanted us to be afraid and to not move. And the thing I believe that the swarm fears the most is this mobilization. So every action that we take is empowering, because it's exactly what they don't want. So what is it we do? Well, educate. You know, one of the things, it's a bitter pill, but you realize the scope and the intelligence and the organization of this enemy, quite frankly. And it clicked. The only way to defeat them is a bottoms-up movement. Again, there are globally 8 billion of us. There's very few of them, comparatively, and they keep us divided and isolated and busy doing things. The way to fight back is to educate and grow bit by bit this bottoms-up movement. And so what we do is right now we're handing out cards like you're doing in the States. We're directing people more to shatter the swarm. You know, I think you guys are more right in Dr. Shiva. But again, it's just educating people. And we're trying to create, you might say, this mass movement, bottoms up movement of educated people who are not afraid, who understand and really can't be manipulated. And I don't want to say too much more about that, but the other thing is we're building community, okay? Like we have a Canadian community, but on the ground, I'll quickly relate just an experience today. You know, again, I've been like a introverted, shy sort of person. Like, you know, what am I doing handing out cards and sticking cards on people's windshields and stuff? And then I used to worry about like, you know, some guy saying, hey, get away from my car, you know. But it's really interesting. In fact, just today, again, when that happens, what are you doing? Well, I'm with this, you know, global bottoms-up movement, anti-corruption and workers' rights, and you know, and he starts listening. We have a conversation. Give me three of those cards. So we're building community, and these people are out there, right? They're out there, and we just that act of connecting, when you get the chance, I used to be afraid of that. Like, oh, I got run away. That guy's coming through his car. Get out of here. No, actually, that's the guy that probably you can have a nice conversation. I've never actually had somebody say, get away from my car. Get that piece of garbage out. No. Oh, what is that? Let me have a look at that. Oh, yeah, man. I'll check it out. Pretty much every time. So anyway, that's what we're doing. That's the main task. And I guess I'm more of a coordinator of that up here, but we have lots of great volunteers up in Canada, across the whole country, handing out cards for Dr. Shiva and getting into these conversations.
That's awesome. Thank you, Glenn. You're an inspiration. You're a leader in Canada. You're mobilizing people. You're handing out cards. I know you've made a huge number of phone calls to people in Canada to get them mobilized. So you're getting people into the program to have them understand and learn the science of systems, to get them to get on the ground and then educate more people, you know, creating that wave of consciousness throughout Canada. So thank you so much, Glenn. And we'll move on to Jason next. Same question. What role do you currently play in the bottoms up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yeah, my role is just on the ground, doing a bottoms up movement, either making phone calls or handing out cards. And I would say my biggest accomplishment is handing out 400 cards in one day, just going out pretty hard and bringing people to the movement and educating them, because there are a lot of people that are disgruntled or looking for change, basically. But all these other groups, they're either manipulated in one way or another, or just totally misled. But we have the solutions and we have the education to educate them. So it's just a matter of time, just little by little, just educating ourselves and educating others. And that's all we have to do. And it makes it easier in a group, and especially with our systems in place. And that's it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jason. Yeah, we have an infrastructure here for getting people, for teaching the theory, then getting people active on the ground so that they can make a difference. Thank you so much, Jason. And we'll move on to Chris next. Same question. What role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yeah, no, so far, you know, getting out and handing out cards, that's been the primary way. And when opportunities arise to chat about the bottoms up movement, you know, I definitely voice them to go check out Shire the Swarm. That does such a great job at explaining how things are working. But again, I can connect with what Glenn said. You know, at first it's, you know, it's tough to get out there. It feels like you're, you know, the only one trying to push this movement forward. But again, I think it's just a numbers game. Again, and Dr. Shiva talked about that. You know, half the people will go the direction of the majority. You know, I think 30% won't move, but you're looking for those 20% of people that are going to listen, you know, and then put the weapon in the hands of those that are going to use them. So I think that's where just getting the cards out there, getting people aware of the movement. And again, just being aware that no one's going to save us. I think that's the big thing, that we can't be relying on these others to come and try to just raise awareness. So that's how I'm getting out there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris, for your work. And yeah, you only need, you have 30% of people that aren't going to listen to reason. You have 50% of people that just go wherever the wind flows, and you have 20% of people that are the change agents. You only need a small percentage of them to understand this theory. You can educate the 20%, and then they'll get the 50% to flip over. So then you got the majority of people. So that's what building a movement is about, and that's what the Warrior Scholar course teaches. So thank you for going into that, Chris. And Judith, final question. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Well, first of all, I put my bumper sticker on my car, and then I got cards. Glenn sends me some cards. I had some done in French because here people speak French. I passed out the English ones in New Brunswick because I'm near New Brunswick. And like he says, you know, yeah, you got to go overcome your fear, you know, to do something new, like you're going to put something in someone's windshield or window, you know, like, and yeah, people do respond positively, and I'm building up my confidence in talking to strangers about this. It depends how I feel. Sometimes I'm not as much into it than others, other times. And basically around the people I meet, you know, it's a small town here. So, but when I go out, I give cards. I always have the cards with me. And, you know, when you start something, you're starting something, it's always hard at the beginning. The beginning is really hard. But once people get to see the cards, get to see the publicity, more we put it in, the more the people are going to start seeing it. And then repetition is the mother of all skills, he would say, Dr. Shiva. So like the more you hammer it, the more, oh yeah, oh well, yeah. So you repeat, you know, and you're teaching. I'm teaching, telling about, because this, I wake up in the morning, I think about what's going on in the world. I think of Dr. Shiva, I think of my plan for fixing things, and the Truth, Freedom, Health movement is part of it. Absolutely. It's like fundamental to us, for the people to know that we're fighting against something, because we are being attacked. And so like, it's good to have, like, I feel I'm useful. This is what encourages me to participate in this movement. I feel I'm doing something that will work. You know, it's not just, because it's rooted in science. It's rooted in the science of systems. It's got like foundation. And it's a whole bunch of tools. It's a platform, an educational platform, and science institute, a whole bunch of stuff there for us to refer to, and we can build with that. Yeah.
That's absolutely inspiring, Judith. Thank you so much. Yes, you know you're doing something meaningful. You know you're doing something that's impactful, because it's based in science. You understand the theory, and you're educating people on that in your community. You're getting out of your shell. And Glenn went into that as well. You know, this movement is breaking people out of their shell and getting people to communicate with their neighbors, to educate them on the systems theory. And so you're all incredible doing the work in Canada. Thank you to all our Warrior Scholars for sharing their stories and inspiring everyone today. And thank you everyone out there for supporting Truth, Freedom, Health and Shiva for President. To take the next steps, please go to shatterthesworm.com to find out how the few control the many. Next, you sign up to take our Get Off the Plantation course. We offer 20 videos designed to raise your consciousness and help you break free from the systems that control you. Next, take the Warrior Scholar Program and learn how to fight. This is where you'll learn how to fight effectively and become a system scientist equipped to lead. That's what led everyone on this call to get on the ground and start becoming a leader in their community. Next, join our town hall. Every Tuesday, we host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is your chance to meet other great leaders and speak with Dr. Shiva personally. Next, get your country's card. You know, this movement is international. Everyone here doesn't live in the U.S. This is a Canada. These are all Canadian Warrior Scholars. And you can get your country's card by going to vashiva.com/cards, and you can get a card in just about any language that you can think of so that you can hand them out in any country you're located in. So you can start building a movement in your locality. Awesome. Thank you everyone for being here. Thank you everyone for sharing your stories and your journeys. And thank you everyone for listening. Together, we'll continue to build this movement from the ground up. Thank you again for being part of this conversation, and let's keep fighting for a better future.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors were blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time. Never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, or educated, organize, decentralize, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement, all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with as a part of this movement, we're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.